Another question that's asked about Shalom Aleichem is that we have Shalom Aleichem Malachei Asharis in the first paragraph, and then in the other paragraphs we say Malachei Ashalom. Right? Why in the first paragraph do we call the Malachei Malachei Asharis the servicing angels, while later on in the paragraph we just call them Malachei Hashalom? So they quoted an answer from the Sar Shalom of Bells. Rav Biderman quotes this in his Bencher, that if you look at the beginning of Parshas Vayera, the pasuk first says that the Malachim come to Avram Avinu and they are Shnei Shlosha Anashim Nitzavim Alav. And then it says he ran Vayaretz Likrasam, and then it says Vuhu Omed Alehem. And the Sar Shalom of Bells explains, before a Jew does a mitzvah, the Malachim are above him. And that's why the Pasuk hints to that by saying the Malachim were alav, upon, above Avraham. But then while he's getting ready to do the mitzvah, he runs towards them, he already raises himself, and he is Likrasam, equal to them. And then afterwards, Vuhu Omed Alehem. After a Jew does a mitzvah, then he might be even greater than the Malachim. So too here, when the Malachim first come to our house, we look at them as Malachei Hasharis. They are servicing angels, and we are lowly people, but they're the ones that are angelic. But once they come into our house and they see we're all ready for Shabbos and we see how we prepared, so then they're no longer, they are the Malachei Asharis and not us, but we are all servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we change it from Malachei Asharis to Malachei Shalom, and they have Shalom with us, that we are all serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. Have a great day.